This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
I gotta wonder, if the oil sands were in Quebec or Ontario, would they still be the target of the federal government's goal of phasing them out? I mean, trying to keep up with the progressive environmental set is just so confusing. I mean, I'll try and get this straight, but CO2 emissions from the oil sands are bad. Okay, got that. But CO2 emissions from the Prime Minister and other cabinet ministers nonstop crisscrossing the country by jet, making literally thousands of funding announcements, and of course creating tons of emissions, not so bad? But more questionable is the financial support for the automakers. Come on, over $102 million for Ford, $41.8 million for Honda. The government obviously knows that sedans and SUVs and pickups contribute significantly to overall Canadian emissions, but still, they subsidize their production. And what about Bombardier? Gosh, this is the never-ending recipient of government aid. It's tough to keep track, given the company has received government aid at least 82 different times. I'm still shaking my head over the $372,500,000 interest-free loan they got from the federal government. I mean, you got to wonder where we can get a deal like that. But my point is that Bombardier produces planes like the C-Series, the Global 7000, which, of course, emit emissions. And by the way, that special government financial treatment for Bombardier looks even worse because the company just announced layoffs of literally hundreds of workers in their Thunder Bay plant. As I said, very confusing. Maybe we can summarize. Prime Minister emissions good, our personal emissions bad, but that doesn't stop the government from supporting major U.S. and Japanese car manufacturing, and of course Bombardier jets. But oil sands emissions are bad. One thing for sure, the taxpayer-subsidized loan to Bombardier is not about investing. No, I mean, they're getting government help because the rating services put their borrowing at something like B-, flirting with junk bond status, and there's not a lot of takers there. As for the economy, let's face it, if the government is going to make interest-free loans available, there are literally thousands of companies with a better growth profile, better track record, and importantly, comparatively producing products or services with a far better emissions profile. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.